Welcome to Below the 10, a series about life in South LA. I'm David Weinberg, a reporter for KCRW in Los Angeles. In this episode, it's a little different. It's a prologue to the previous story in the series, which was called The Long Commute, and it doesn't really need any more introduction than that. It's called Young Hearts. In 1968, the Chambers Brothers had a hit single called Time Has Come Today. It was an 11-minute song that blended soul, a little bit of gospel and blues, and psychedelic rock. Anyway, fast forward to November 26, 1989. The Chambers Brothers were scheduled to play a concert in San Francisco at a venue called the Cow Palace. Quick side note, funding for the venue, originally built for livestock expositions, was approved in the 1930s, and during the Great Depression, a newspaper posed this question: why, when people are starving, should money be spent on a palace for cows? Okay, back to the story. It's November 1989, and there's a huge concert that's going down at the Cow Palace. It's a benefit show for the victims of the 7.1 magnitude earthquake that had just hit Northern California the previous month, killing 67 and causing $7 billion in damage. The concert was 12 hours long. It was broadcast live on television from three different venues, and it featured a shit ton of bands: Taj Mahal, Carlos Santana, Neil Young, Steve Miller, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and the MC was Bob Hope. Also on the bill was the Chambers Brothers. But there was a problem. Their drummer couldn't make the show.
They were getting ready to go on a tour up north to San Jose and stuff like that, and they needed a drummer.
This is Chris Chambers. His dad and uncles were the Chambers Brothers. He was 24 at the time and a musician. He played the bass and the guitar, but he'd never played the drums before.
Never played the drums in my life, but I told him, let me spend a night in the studio. When y'all come back, y'all have a drummer.
And his dad said, sure, whatever. And so that night, Chris went into the studio alone and started teaching himself the drums.
I stayed up all night, man. And got
one night?
In one night. Square business. I stayed up all night, got my rudiments together, got my, you know, got coordination, everything together. I wasn't able to do nothing fancy or nothing. I was able to keep the beat, so they let me go on the trip with them.
A few nights later, Chris took the stage of the Cow Palace and sat down behind the drums, behind his dad and his uncles, and he played his first gig to thousands of screaming fans. There's footage of the show on YouTube. The stage is lit in purplish light. The singer stands at the center in a sort of tie-dye suit jacket with a red shirt and a silver tie. And you can barely see him, but there's Chris sitting at the drums behind the band, wearing these big Coke bottle glasses, nodding his head and keeping the beat.
There are things to realize. Time has come today. Time has come today.
After I came back from the trip, I got fired. They got a better drummer, but it just encouraged me to go ahead and really dig deep and start practicing and get everything, you know, learn everything I needed to learn about playing drums.
Not long after that, Chris went on tour with a gospel group. They were on their way to Louisiana when their bus broke down in a small town in West Texas.
Little small town, Midland, Odessa, great home of the President Bushes.
This is Stephanie.
My father, what he did for a living is he worked for the school district and he was a mechanic. And so he worked on their bus, and that's how I met Chris.
How long have you guys been married?
27 years. That's a long time.
So after the tour, Chris went back home to Los Angeles, and he convinced Stephanie to come along.
I seen the love that my husband had for music, and I wanted that same love for me, and there was nothing I would not do to make that happen. And if that meant moving to California, packed up and moved.
Stephanie was 27 when she moved to Los Angeles with Chris.
That was a big transition because I'd never been anywhere, you know, just home. So when I moved to California, it was like I moved to a whole new world. I had never eaten Chinese food. I had never eaten Greek food. I had never had the opportunity to interact with such a diversity of people, nationalities. So to me, it was like a sponge, you know, just taking in everything. And it was scary.
Stephanie arrived in Los Angeles in October of 1992. The city was still recovering from the LA riots a few months back. And Chris and Stephanie lived with Chris's mom just a couple miles from Florence and Normandy, one of the epicenters of the riots. And that year was the peak of violent crime in Los Angeles. Homicides in LA County reached an all-time high. 2,589 people were murdered. This was the world that Stephanie found herself in. It was the beginning of her new life with Chris. And they had one big dream: to someday own a home and raise a family in a safe neighborhood with good schools. Find out what happened to the Chambers family, you'll have to go to belowthe10.com, because this is just a prologue to a story called The Long Commute. This project is supported by a grant from the Conrad N. Hilton Foundation. You can find more about the series at belowthe10.com. That's T-E-N. There you'll find tons of fantastic visual elements. There's videos and photos of some of the people in the series. There's interactive maps and beautiful illustrations. The series was reported and produced by me, David Weinberg, with Alexandra Garriton. It was edited by Sonia Geis and Nick White. And the digital team was run by Caitlin Schamberg. Thanks for listening.